the Blue Jays are into their All-Star break, and in a way, Steve, probably none too soon, right? They've lost eight of their last 10. They've now slid four games back of Baltimore. Some teams, they don't want that break to hit. They're playing good baseball. They don't want to stop that the mode they're in. But for the Jays, man, they probably had this circled on their calendar for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, you're right. What a weird first half. You know, if you started the season, you said, okay, folks, at the All-Star break, the Toronto Blue Jays will be two games over 500, four games out of first in the AL East. The Red Sox will be out of it. The Rays will be out of it. And the Yankees will probably be out of it because Tanaka's going to have Tommy John surgery. Everybody would have been fine, you know, but it's just kind of how we got to this point. And, you know, the crazy good May followed by, you know, the inexplicable the demise of the Blue Jays offense, not the starting pitching, and then all of these injuries one after another. So they are in a bit of a predicament right now. And I wouldn't want Alex Anthopoulos' job. Because there are a bunch of different ways he can go here, and all of them are kind of fraught with peril. You know, there could be a big payoff. They're definitely still in it. Baltimore's got a really tough schedule after the All-Star break. They'll be in first place by the 1st of August. But, boy, you've got long-term, short-term stuff here to deal with, and it's really going to be tricky.
Have we got you on a cell phone, Steve?
Yes, you do.
Okay, it's a little... It's a little muddy, but we'll...
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, that's all right. There we go. That's a little better. So what do... Again, like you said, don't want to be Alex Anthopoulos. Let's assume you are and you have to be. It's not about pitching. It's about finding something to rejuvenate this team a little bit. And again, like you say, maybe that's how it is with baseball. You overreact and it's, you know, there's macro and micro and all that, and you have to take all of it into account. But it would seem like they need a change. So where do you make that change? Or they could use some sort of an injection. Where do you go?
Well, I guess, you know, you got to hope that you get Encarnacion, Lurie back into the lineup and that they come back and are the good, you know, the good versions of themselves. You still got to hope that Colby Rasmus gets going, which he hasn't really done since he's come back from injury. So you got to kind of count on some of the guys you have. And then I guess, you know, the easy solution is you go out and find a second baseman / third baseman with some offense. Maybe some help at the back end of the bullpen, which we didn't think was going to be a problem. And after that, maybe talk about starting pitching depth. But, you know, the problem is you're kind of looking just beyond the horizon now, and you see Drew Hutchison's in the major league rotation. Marcus Stroman is in the major league rotation. Has been your best starter maybe this year, you know, other than Burley. You've got Aaron Sanchez in AAA. You've got Daniel Norris shooting through AA. Both those guys, I think, are going to pitch in the majors this year. You know, you've kind of got a rotation of the future there. You know, maybe a rotation even starting in 2015. And is that, you know, is part of that the price you're going to have to pay? So that's tricky. You know, but on the other hand, you've got Jose Reyes. You've got, you know, there's windows with these guys. There's contractual windows. There's age windows. And you've got an AL East that is wide, wide, wide open in terms of winning it. You know, the temptation is going to be the hell with it. Let's go. Let's take our shot. So, and I don't know. Everybody's got an opinion on that. I can't tell you what the right decision is right now. You know, I think they've got to try and get into the postseason one way or another this year because there is such a great opportunity with other teams being down. But I look at those young pitchers and I think, man, you know, there's your foundation piece for the next 10 years.
I'm glad, like you say, fraught with peril. I'm glad I'm not making the decisions because there's two things at play. Can you get in? Can you gain ground and get past Baltimore? It's a four-game edge. Of course you can. It's not like Baltimore is a bunch of world beaters. So can you finish tops in the AL East? Yes. Can you be a significant World Series threat? I don't know, but I don't know that next year they're going to be any closer to that. Like you say, you almost have to do it this year, don't you?
Well, you do in that sense, and you know, like once they get into the postseason, we'll worry about whether they can win in the postseason. But they haven't been in the postseason in 20 years, so you know, a one-game wild card playoff or a division series or any of that stuff, you know, we can have that discussion once they're in, and everybody would be really happy to have that discussion. I think you know, and again, everybody has in the organization has talked about there being a 2 or 3 year window here. And you're not going to have a better shot than a year when the Yankees are down and Boston's down and Tampa's down. So, you know, that's, yeah, that is, that's, I think that's the reality of it. And, you know, the other question, and I can't answer this, is, you know, where our ownership in terms of allowing Alex Anthopoulos to take on salary. Because, you know, the guys that are going to be available now as rentals and maybe as guys you keep for a year or two, the teams that are going to be dumping them are going to be dumping them because they have big salary, and those teams are out of it. So, you know, can the Toronto Blue Jays take on a $10 million a year second baseman or more? And I don't, you know, that, you know, there's another, you know, there's something else that Alex Anthopoulos, I presume, knows that Paul Beeston do, but you and I don't. You know, remember what happened in the spring with the Irvin Santana thing where they had to try and find the money by deferring salary. So, they're, you know, you don't know where ownership's appetite is right now because, you know, they've cooled off. If they were, you know, if they were smoking hot right now and filling the stadium and drawing a million fans a game on TV every night, you know, I think there'd be a lot of corporate enthusiasm, but that's not, you know, and if they turn on and start winning again, that's where we'll be. But right now you're in this kind of lull because the last month has been so dreary.
So how much of what happened, sorry, Ryan, how much of what happened last year, the collapse, if you will, maybe has ownership pumping their brakes? Because all things being equal, like you say, you're halfway home in terms of the schedule and you're four games out. You're right there. I just wonder if you look at what happened last year and are you with some trepidation just based on recent history that you don't do that?
Well, I'll tell you, ownership clearly was pumping the brakes in spring training because they, you know, they looked, and it's not like they're not spending money. They've got a pretty healthy payroll. You know, they're, it's not like this is a nickel and dime operation, but I think ownership came back off last year and said, hey, you know, we greenlit this whole thing. You made the deal. You took on the payroll. Not only were you not, did you not win, you were awful. So, you know, we're going to be skeptical here. We're going to wait to see what happens. I think everybody got excited in May, including ownership, about what was going on. And I would think right now they're back in somewhat skeptical mode saying, yeah, we understand the opportunity here, but you know, people in the money part of, of these businesses kind of like guarantees. And the problem is in sports, you can't guarantee it. You know, if they go out and trade for a very good second baseman or a very good third baseman, you know, can you guarantee that they'll be in the postseason? No. You know, all kinds of crap can happen in baseball, and there's a long way to go. So that is the discussion, and that's where, you know, Beeston and Alex Anthopoulos have to go to the Rogers people and make a case. You know, not just kind of a fan's case, but a business case. And it's going to be tricky, you know, depending on what kind of salary. That's why we're not, you know, Cliff Lee's hurt, and, you know, people were talking about, but before that people were talking about what if they went out and got Cliff Lee. They're not going to get Cliff Lee because there's no chance that Jays, you know, that Rogers is going to take on Cliff Lee's salary. Guarantee it. But there are, you know, there's a lot of things in between the $20-plus million a year Cliff Lee is owed and the kind of guys who are available right now.
And I can't imagine what kind of goodwill you would be able to build with this franchise that has been so bad for 20 years in terms of the playoff versus non-playoff record that everyone knows about. What that building would be like in a September if baseball mattered, and if they could somehow get in, just how much the brand equity in that city would change.
Everything changes. You know, and that's not about winning the World Series. It's about being in a pennant race in September, being in the, you know, being part of the postseason in October. It's just about that, you know, and the belief, just kind of flipping things over, because the fan base right now, as much as people got excited, they got excited about the trade last year and the Dickey deal. They got excited about the way the team started this year, but there is the underlying sense in that fan base is they're waiting for something terrible to happen, and there's a huge amount of sense. Right, that they're gonna collapse again. They're gonna break our hearts again. So I'm gonna be the first guy to say that they're really terrible because I'll be ahead of the crowd. So, you know, you've got to flip that kind of an attitude. Otherwise, you know, cynicism in sports is a killer, man. If people don't believe in what you're doing, it's very, very hard to convince them unless you go out and win. So again, put all that together, and how'd you like to be at Alex Anthopoulos right now?
And, you know, it's funny how things can change when you show your team or you show your players that you are committed to winning. If Alex Anthopoulos were to make a move that said to the fan base and, more importantly, to the clubhouse, we're going for it. We have a belief in this crew, and we're gonna make a statement, that you might see the things start to come around just on their own, knowing that, okay, we're in this. Let's go get this. But I don't know, does Chase Headley give you that kind of adrenaline boost? Does Soria out of Texas, does he give you that? I don't know that those are the caliber of players that are going to do that.
I think you got to do something though for that. And you're, you know, it's a really, that's a really good point. And it's not, and again, baseball is a different game. It's not about guys going out and, you know, being going crazy once a week emotionally, but there is an emotional component to any sport. And, you know, going way back, it sounded like a geezer here, but I, you know, the impact of when they got David Cohn, the impact, you know, they brought in Ricky Henderson and Dave Stewart late. Right now, neither Ricky Henderson or Dave Stewart, if you actually go back and look at it, were particularly good as Blue Jays. But I remember what it was like in that clubhouse when those guys walked in, because it did send a message to everybody else in there. Okay, these guys are serious. Ownership's serious. They're as committed as you are. And it, you know, it really did do something. You got to think, these players have got to be, because of what happened in the spring with Santana, they've got to be skeptical about ownership right now and commitment. So if you could deliver something to them where it looked like somebody was taking a risk, I think that would be very, very meaningful to guys like Jose Bautista.
So who is out there? You know what I mean? If the Rays decide they're going to cut loose a guy like Ben Zobrist, and it certainly seems like there's been an awful lot of talk about Chase Headley. I don't know beyond that as far as the rotation, who you're
Tula
looking
Witzke
at.
Tula Witzke might get moved as well, a guy that could play the infield. I think the problem, Stephen, isn't that this market isn't fully developed yet, is it?
No, it isn't, because there's a lot of teams that are still in. You know, and there's a very few teams that are absolutely sellers. You know, San Diego's a seller. Arizona's a seller. You can bring back Aaron Hill, you know, at second base if you wanted to. But again, he's a $10 million guy now, and he's not having the greatest of seasons. But those are, you know, Chase Headley's name has come up a lot. I don't think they're going to be in any kind of David Price sweepstakes. Samardzija's obviously, that deal got done with somebody else. But, you know, their pitching's been pretty good. The pitching has not been the issue. The issue has been other places. So I think you're going to see an infielder, whether it's a second baseman or a third baseman, because you can flip Lurie back and forth. I think you're going to see somebody in the pen. That would be my guess. I don't think standing pat is an option. You know, they could stand pat and everything could break right, and they could look like the team in May and they could win the AL East. But in terms of the fan base and in terms of the clubhouse, you got to do something. So Alex is not dealing from one of those a position of strength where he can, you know, hold on to his cards if he wants to. He can't. He's got to play them.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I really wonder what some new blood in that clubhouse would do, because I feel like the team is there to a certain extent. And it, like you say, that cone, it does. It brings back those memories, doesn't it, that they really took off when those types of players came in. We'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks, Steve.
All right, see you guys.
You betcha. There's Stephen Brunt, brought to you by Eastside Kia. Make the final save with their FIFA World Cup sales event. Get a 2014 Kia Soul LX starting at just $112 biweekly with zero down. Visit eastsidekia.ca.